I'm Scott Alexander. Welcome to the Walter Team Realtors Audio Experience, recorded at the Forum at the Revelation Real Estate Studios. We have got a treat for you for the next couple of podcasts. We couldn't just stop at one when Marty Urquhart came in to speak to Gary and Melinda Walter to kick off our series on our valuable neighbors that make up our community. Here's today's guest, Marty Urquhart from First Financial Equity Corporation, with his advice for financial planning.
First of all, how long have you been in the financial business, Marty?
I've been in financial business for 35 years.
And what made you go to First Financial?
They're the best broker firm in Arizona.
And why do you say that?
They take good care of their clients.
That's important.
And their advisors.
That's why you're here.
In that order, clients, yeah. Advisors.
Perfect.
Right?
Yes.
And then everything else.
I get that.
Employees love it there.
So, you know, a lot of real estate is always asked about. Do people ask you about your business all the time, about what the market's doing as far as money all the time?
Every day, at least 100 times.
And you hate that, right?
I love it.
Yeah, of course you do. You know, that's why we wanted you in here, because real estate and money go hand in hand. How much in retirement should you have? You know, I'm getting to that age where I'm starting to think that way. So the big question we always get asked in real estate is, how's the market? And wow, when's the crash going to happen again? I bet you get asked the same thing.
Every day, at least 100 times.
And how do you answer it?
The same way every single time. we're not heading for a crash. I mean, I really don't like that word.
No, I don't either.
It's a terrible word.
It's overused.
Right?
We should just forget that word.
It's a media word. Is what it is.
It is.
You know, it's generated by the media to create what we call, what we say in the industry is, the market is loud down and quiet up.
Ah.
Right?
So I agree.
You hear all about it when, you know, it's starting to crash, right?
People like to talk about that.
There's no end. Mm-hmm. But then when it goes right back up the very next 2 or 3 days, you don't hear a peep. It's not on the radar. Everybody's all happy again. So it's a moody thing. It's a mood swing. Markets have to be volatile or else we don't make money. It's how that works.
So I'm sure you help people depending on their age of what to invest in.
All the time. Age matters.
Mm-hmm. So what's right now today, here in 2019, is it better to think long-term or some short-term deals you can make some quick money on?
It all comes down to what risk you're willing to accept, right? So your age matters. If you're 75 and on limited income, you're not going to go out and buy Beyond Meat when they IPO'd this month, right? Even though they've gone up 100 and some odd percent, you're still not gonna go do it because of the risk factor. They could have gone the other direction. So you're too old to, you know, go enjoy those kinds of early stock offerings. If you're younger, something like Beyond Meat being in an IPO in May was appetizing to you. Sorry for the pun. That's what younger people are after, right? Because they can hang out longer with that stock. That they have a lot of runway, I call it. So the longer your runway is, more risk you might be willing to take. And if you're taking more risk, you can go out and buy more risky things and hold on to them longer because your recovery periods are going to be longer than someone who's 75 or 80 and retired.
To reach out to Marty Urquhart at First Financial Equity Corporation, call him at 480-519-4989. Or call Walter Team Realtors at 480-442-8316.
Call us for all your real estate needs. We've been offering our real estate services for over 18 years with premier personal service.